these two wonderful teams. We'll begin with the New Haven Malamutes. Starting off, number 11, a guard, Eric Tickett. Well, that's grade 11. Number 3, Eric Tickett. Number 5, Jared Payne. He's a starter. Number 10 and a starter, Matthew Tredikoff. Number 13, Douglas Kalmbacher. Number 21, Greg Ishnuk. Number 23, a starter, Jared Richteroff. Number 32, a starter, Gregory Zakar. And 34, a starter, Josh Clark. All right, thank you for the New Haven Malamutes. And now make some noise for the Eagles of Sandpoint. Number 55, a starter, Evan Wilson. Number 20, Abraham Bravo. Number 12, Joshua Bravo. Number 23, a starter, Colton Mack. Number 45, Mikey Stroud. Number 10, a starter, Joseph Ortega. A starter, number 11, Ryder Gunderson. Number 25, Wolf Jackson. Number 5, Anthony Webster. A starter, number 23, Carl Smith. A quick note, we'd like to say, remember to not go underneath any of the basketball hoops while the game is in session. Wait till halftime or until after the game. And now we'd like to ask you to please rise and face the flag and salute. Remove your hats as we have the national anthem sung.
Ready to go here. Am I on with you, Virgil?
You are live on air. We got the teams and the national anthem. And no phone. All right. There we go. Lost the call. We'll wait for a minute, and it'll flash again. Come on, Austin. There we go. All righty, Austin. You are on the air once more.
You there, Virgil?
We are there.
Okay, I can't hear you, so I'm just going to go ahead and go for it.
Sorry about that. I was out of cue.
Oh, sorry. There you are. Okay. Right, boss. We're ready to go here. I'll go and take away.
It's all you.
All right, number 32 is going to take it off here with Carl Smith, and that's a hard toss right off the jump. Number 32, that is Gregory Zakar taking the jump with number 23, Carl Smith. It goes out bounds, last touch by the Eagles. So the Malamutes, wearing their home whites, will come up right now with the ball in possession and throw it in from the sideline. Quick shot by Jared Payne from the three-point line. Doesn't go down, right off the front of the rim. Rebound right into the hands of Joseph Ortega. Ortega will quickly outlet to Colton Mack, and Colton's going to drive real fast. Pulls back at the perimeter and hands it off to Ryder. Pass down to the middle of the paint where Evan Wilson was waiting, gets snatched up by the Malamutes, and Jared Payne has it. He tries to take it. Oh, beautiful layup Offside, right-handed. Number 5, Jared Payne, takes it way out of position, too, but looked like he knew exactly what he was doing. Eagles now down by 2. 7:22 left to go. They've got possession of the ball, moving it around outside the 3-point line, but what a tight man-to-man defense being played by the Malamutes. Sandpoint's able to get it down to the Tower of Power. Evan Wilson finishes the job on the bottom right post. Nice passing down on the baseline from Colton Mack. So here we go with the Malamutes with possession. Moving a high pass to Jared Payne. Almost gets lost, but he's able to do a good job keeping his hands on it. Oh, and Zakar gets right open behind the defense and inside the paint. Gets a feed in from the right post and puts it up for 2. 4-2. The score. All right. Now the hands, ball in the hands of the Eagles. Moving near the half-court line, Colton Mack's going to try to drive in, but he'll pull back and looking for some help, finds Ryder. Around the horn, now to Joseph Ortega. Passing down into the post. It gets snatched up by the Malamutes, but lost control and thrown in, saved by number 10, I believe, Tretikoff, and it goes in the hands of Colton. Colton now over to Ryder. Ryder drives the baseline and puts it up. Good for 2 off the baseline. Tied game now, 4-4. Good effort by Tretikoff, but good job by Colton being there to capitalize on that save. Malamutes trying to pass it down to Josh Clark. It gets intercepted by Evan Wilson. Nice top toss up there as he knocked the ball loose and brought it down. Eagles with another chance to take the lead. Ball in the hands now of Evan Wilson. Nice feed by Colton down into the post. His power-up is no good. Rebound goes over to the Malamutes, number 13. I got to grab his name, Douglas Kaumbacher. Douglas, a main contributor here. He was not here in the beginning of the game, or the beginning of the season, but came up from down south. Coach Bob will call a quick 30-second timeout and discuss what he's seeing his team do. It's been a really interesting beginning. Both these teams are playing quick ball. Both are trying to get it down into the post, which is exactly how you want to play these games. A lot of teams live and die by the 3-point line. These boys are working the post, feeding it down to their big players, powering up underneath the basket. That's how you get your bread and butter. But with the defense, a tight man-to-man defense being played by the Malamutes, going to make it real hard for the Eagles. The Eagles doing their part with a tight D, not giving up anything easy. So it's going to be a great matchup, high intensity, and we'll see what the next 3 quarters or 4 quarters still have to bring for us. Yeah, don't be scared to come on down. We still got some seats open in the house. It's going to be a packed crowd for this game for sure. All right, now the Malamutes are underway. High pass to Tretikoff. He keeps control, gets it into Zakar. Zakar turns into the paint, hook shot, runs into a bit of traffic in the process, though, as he was trying to get the shot off. It'll be a little off the mark. Goes out of bounds at the baseline. Possession for Sandpoint. All right, Colton Mack brings it up quick for the Eagles. He's going to turn, take it to the right-hand side. Quick fire by Carl Smith. It's his hair off the line. Good rebound by Josh Clark for the Malamutes. And Kalambar will bring it up quick past the half-court line. Gets the screen from Clark. 2 Eagles descend, though, to keep him from going any further. High pass by Zakar goes out of bounds. Last touch by Josh Clark. And Josh Clark was cutting right when Zakar was passing and almost able to compensate for it, but just couldn't quite do it. So here's that man-to-man defense, really thick and tight, but, oh, double dribble call right there against Anthony Webster. Got the ball, took a little step there, and dribbled just a little too late. Turnover now for the Malamutes. Long shot by Tretikoff, way downtown. It had a good distance, but the line was a touch to the left. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the Malamutes. Tretikoff really just planted himself right there. He knew exactly what he wanted to do, took the shot, and it was a good distance. Went straight down right where the hoop was. If it was only just 3 inches over to the right, it would have been nothing but net. Colton moves fast into the paint. Outlet pass to Anthony Webster, who subbed in just now. Oh, his three-pointer will go down, though. Great shot. He lined up right on the right-hand corner and put it in. That gives it now a 7-4. Sandpoint up by 3. 4:35 on the clock. Oh, stolen by Ryder Gunderson. He saw the opportunity and, oh, turns past the defense. Take it to the left-hand side and 1. Great job by Ryder. He's a lefty, so he dodged over the defense, took it to the left-hand side, pulled up, and as the D was trying to block the shot, they foul. He finishes with a layup. 4-9 now. Sandpoint leading by 5 and a chance to make it 6. Got first fouled on Jared Payne, the 8th grader with quite the skill. Nothing but net on that first attempt. or not the only attempt for that one by Ryder Gunnarsson. Good effort there by Ryder. A quick transition by the Malamutes, though, as the car gets it and feeds it to the baseline right where Josh Clark takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebound goes to Ryder. Colton Mack moving fast with the ball. He's got two defenders all over him. He still shakes and bakes and gets past them, drives into the paint, and puts it up for two. Great layup, man. He had defenders swarming him like crazy. 12-4 is the score. 4 minutes to go here in the first. Here we go. Kalmenbacher, Doug Kalmenbacher with the ball. Over to Jared. Josh Clark again for three, just off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Tretikov. Tretikov now a long feed to Payne. It's just going to go off his fingertips and out of bounds. Last touch by the Malamutes. Substitution here. Mr. Webster will sit down as Mr. Bravo taps in. Abraham Bravo had a great season this year. Really came up big. Worked a lot over the summer. Here's Ryder Gunnarsson now with the ball. They're going to pass it up the perimeter, but Joshua Bravo gets wide open on the free throw line. Great job by Zakar. He just got right up in his face and slapped the ball out. Possession now in the hands of the Malamutes. Tretikov takes it to the right, gets past Ryder. Nice floating layup from the right-hand side around the free throw line. That one goes down. Great floating layup there. It's one of those moves I don't really know how to describe. It's halfway between a layup and a shot, but it's like a 10-foot out layup. All right, Colton's going to take it to the right-hand side. He's right on the baseline outside the perimeter. A bounce pass over to Evan Wilson. Almost gets snatched up, but they keep control. Long pass to Ryder. Douglas gets out of place. Ryder moves past, crosses, centers it right into the paint where Evan Wilson takes it right on in for a great shot from about 3 feet out. 14-6 now.
Great ball.
Yep, good. Not being selfish. The Eagles have really worked on their passing this year and have done a great job increasing their flow of play. Tretikov does some great dribbling, gets past a couple defenders, pulls up right past the free throw line. His shot doesn't quite go down, and as they fight for the rebound, it will go out on the baseline. Last touch by the Malamutes. Standpoint with the ball and an 8-point lead. 2:45 left here on the clock in the first quarter. Like we said, still got some seats. Oh, here's Colton driving down, but as he drives the baseline, gets underneath the basket, Evan Wilson gets a feed from him right at the free throw line. His jumper doesn't quite go down. Off the back iron, fast rebound by Douglas Kalmenbacher. Kalmenbacher now to Payne. Feed to the inside post where Zakar sends it back out to Payne for the three. That shot from the corner won't go down. Rebound, fight for it. Zakar's a big kid. He can really fight for those rebounds. And there's a tie-up there by Abraham Bravo. Possession for Sandpoint off the jump. Jump ball. Throw into Colton Mack now. And, man, Zakar has really impressed me both times I've seen him play as a defensive and a rebounder. Colton's got it. He's going to take it to the right-hand side. Abraham Bravo will send it right back. Now Carl Smith way downtown, not going to take the shot. Looked at for a second. Now to Colton, who drives into the lane. But, oh, great defensive job by Tretikov. Man, saved by Ryder. The ball is going out of bounds. Ryder just goes right up in there, puts it down. Colton drives the baseline as he gets a pass from Ryder Gunnarsson, puts up the layup. It won't go in either. Didn't follow the board. And it goes into the hands of the Malamutes. Jared, 1:45 left on the clock. Sandpoint still up by eight. Oh, Abraham Bravo just smacks a pass down. Fight for the board. They're just all over it. Travel called by Zakar as he was fighting for possession. He rolls around and, man, everyone just stared right at the ref when that whistle blew, wondering what he was going to call, if it was going to be a foul, if it was going to be a travel, a jump ball. That was a great defensive play by Abraham Bravo. And Abraham will tap in for the substitute, tap out, I should say. And in will come MC Webster, who gets the ball for the three right on the baseline on the outside perimeter. No good. Jared Payne gets the board. 1:23 left on the clock. Here we go. Douglas with the ball. Dribbling low, keeping it away from the defense. He'll pass it to Payne. Now on the baseline, Josh Clark back out to Payne. The Malamutes taking their time, setting their play in motion. Oh, yep, contact by Colton. He was trying to get the ball, and Kalmenbacher kind of anticipated Colton's play, so he kind of moved into him, forced the contact. Good effort by Colton, but good play by Kalmenbacher. 1:10 on the clock. Sandpoint still leads by 8, but we've had a scoreless couple minutes here. Jared Payne trying to finish that. He takes it into the paint, puts up a jumper from about 10 feet out. No good. Rebound for Sandpoint. I believe Evan Wilson took down the board. Carl Smith gets the feed for 3. It's going to come up short. A little deflection there. And there was a pushing by Anthony Webster as he was trying to box out. He puts a little bit too much force there against Kalmenbacher. The ref is right there to see it. Calls a foul. Two team fouls now for Sandpoint. Under a minute to go here in the first. Kallenbacher has it. Drives into the defense. Colton knocks it loose. Traveling called again as Kallenbacher dives down for the ball and slides on the floor. Couldn't quite get rid of it in time. Good job by Colton. He saw exactly where the ball was going. Didn't watch the jersey. He watched the ball. The ball is going to go one place. The jersey might fake it. There's a shot for three by Anthony. No good. Soaring rebound by Ryder Gunderson. He tries to gain possession. Powers down the ball with a dribble, but snatched up by Tretikoff. He was in a tough spot trying to get some distance. So here we go. Malamutes with the ball, but it's lost, and Ryder snatches it up. He wants a piece of redemption. He'll take it all the way. Elbows in the room out from Douglas Calabar and takes it up the left-hand side. Oh, man, what a beautiful muscle play there by Ryder. That was amazing. 16-6 now. Tretikoff has it for the Malamutes. He drives in, loses the ball. Evan Wilson tries to grab it. It's going out on the baseline. Last touch by Josh Clark, who is trying to pick it up. 10-point lead for Sandpoint, and 10 seconds left on the clock. Colton Mack will take his time. Speeds up a little bit now. He knows he doesn't have too much time. Going to try to get it. Oh, hard pass to Anthony Webster. Couldn't quite catch it. He takes a step out of bounds with the ball. And with 2.7 seconds, full court pressure from Sandpoint. Not going to make it easy. Jared Payne, oh, man, he fires off a Hail Mary. Doesn't quite get to the rim, but hit the backboard. And with that, we have the end of the first quarter. The score is 16-6. New Haven trails by 10. Sandpoint up by 16. Want to take this time to say thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. First and foremost, our listeners and our members here, Sandpoint and King Cove, thank you so much for making these broadcasts a reality. Also to our corporate and municipalities who sponsor KSTP, to the Aleutians East Borough. Also thank you to the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, GCI, Telalaska. Also, thank you to the Alu Corporation, Peninsula Airways, Eider Air, Grant Aviation. Thank you so much for making these broadcasts possible. We could not do it without you guys. All fine sponsors of KSTP. And there we go. 1 minute has passed, and now it's time for the second and final quarter of the first half. The Malamutes will take possession of the ball as we begin. 8 fresh minutes on the clock, and Kallenbacher will take the ball in. Calls a play into action. Zakar gets a feed from just inside the 3-point line. Sends it back out to Payne. Double dribble, yep. He kind of lost possession there, dribbled off of the back of his palm, and kind of brought two hands in there to double dribble when you're trying to regain control. Colton Mack now takes it to the left-hand side, looking for a feed to Carl. Carl, a long pass up to Ryder, who sends it right back out on that triangle play to Carl Smith. No good on the three-point line. Man, Colton Mack, great effort, gets the ball. Mid-air, he does like a 360 circle, trying to get the ball, an opportunity to get it off. Fires it, gets fouled. No good on the basket, but two attempts from the line. The score is 16-6, Sandpoint up by 10. Nothing but net on that first one by Colton Mack. Joined up here by Mr. Scott Morgan, who will be broadcasting the championship game coming up here soon from King Cove. That second attempt's also good, but we will have the ladies, the end to the ladies game over there in New Haven. Sandpoint and King Cove play. Oh, the ball gets lost by Jared Payne. Travel, yep. He gets to his knees, tries to rotate to get the ball open. Just a tough first half for turnovers for the Malamutes. They're doing a lot of good effort. And so we'll have a substitution for the Malamutes. The first one I think we've had so far of the game, 23, is going to come in. That is Jared Richteroff, and Mr. Payne will sit down, catch his breath. Anthony Webster's wide open from the baseline, takes that three. It's off the back iron. Colton's right there for the board. Carl Smith will take his chance from outside the perimeter, right from the top of the post. No good. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a foul against Evan. Evan coming down hard, looking for the board, came on top of Zakar, and it's a little bit of contact. 18-6 is the score. Sandpoint now leads by 12. Just a shade over 7 minutes left in the first half. Ball now goes over to Zakar. Zakar to Richteroff. Passing it around on the outside, looking for an opportunity. Being patient. New Haven doing a good job looking with moving the ball. A handoff goes all the way back to Tretikoff. Oh, and that leaves Josh Clark open for three. He's got a good look at the basket. Bounces off the top of the rim. And the ball gets off the hands of Carl Smith and into the hands of Zakar. Zakar powers up from the left-hand side of the post and gets fouled on the way up. And we might make that a pair now for Anthony Webster. Yep, third team foul for Sandpoint. Zakar's first attempt goes right over the top of the rim, or it goes into the rim and bounces up high. So, yeah, with four team fouls for Sandpoint, they're doing a good job watching out. The second attempt's no good, but, oh, tipped off the fingers of Josh Clark as he was fighting for the board. It'll go bounds on the baseline, and Sandpoint will take the throw in. And just the offensive rebounds have been a real struggle for Sandpoint this year, trying to box out underneath the basket. Colton Mack moves fast. Evans wide open for the jumper. Doesn't take it from just inside the perimeter. Carl Smith gets a pass, drives the baseline, doesn't like what he sees, feeds it to Evan Wilson. Evan Wilson has a lot of defenders around him, though. Can't do anything with it. Rebound, though, goes to Sandpoint. Travel. Josh Clark, man, just all up in Colton's business. Forces a travel. Good defense there. That was very aggressive, wanting the turnover. Good effort. Here's Tretikoff with the ball on the outside of the perimeter. He'll try to get past Ryder. No go. Pulls back and gives it over to Kalmabacher. Pass all the way around. Back into Tretikoff's hands. He again goes right. Takes it left. Oh, but man, loses the dribble. Picks up the ball. Hand off to Kalmabacher. Now on the baseline, the pass to Josh Clark. It's good from about 7 feet out. Nice jumper from the baseline. It's now an 8-point lead for Sandpoint. 18-8 with 6 to go here in the second half. Yes, 10-point lead, 18-8 score, sorry. And here we go. Colton likes what he sees from 3 points, and it's nothing but net. Great shot. He got the screen to get wide open, pulls up, drains it. 21 now to 8, Sandpoint in the lead. Josh Clark will try to drive the baseline. Does a good job. He has defenders all around, so the shot doesn't go down, but Zakar finishes the job, getting that offensive rebound. Kind of the kryptonite for Sandpoint, to be honest. Colton Mack now. With possession. Looks at the three, doesn't take it, sends it over to Ryder. Ryder will bounce it over to Carl. Carl powers up from the post on the baseline, no good. As he gets the board, fights for the board, he slaps it right into the hands of Tretikoff, and Mr. Tretikoff will take it up for the Malamutes. 5:10 on the clock, 11 points for Sandpoint in the lead. Joshua Clark now with the ball, and the new Hayland Malamutes are taking their time passing it around, looking for an opportunity. They'll send it to the baseline. Now Tretikoff looks at three, doesn't take it, drives past Ryder Gunnarsson. Nice floating layup, about 6 feet out. Puts it up and in. Now they're going to see a little full court man-to-man right now as Richteroff sticks on to Colton Mack real tight. Colton getting past, takes it over to the baseline. Webster for three. Oh, nothing. Just drains the bucket. 24 now to 12. Sandpoint up by 12 with 4:32 in the second. Kalmabacher over to Tretikoff. Good move of the ball by the new Hayland Malamutes. Josh Clark's wide open for three. It looks pretty good, and it is good. Good job by Josh Clark getting the pass, taking the quick glance, seeing that he was wide open. He capitalizes and brings it now within nine. Here's Colton. He drives back a pair of defenders, leaves it for Anthony. His shot's a little off, slices to the right, goes off the back iron. Rebound now to the Malamutes. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Malamutes with the ball. Oh, Kalmabacher does a great job of dribbling. Sends it down the line to Zakar, who's on the left-hand post, and powers up. Just like that, this is now a 7-point game. Once up by 12, Sandpoint now up by 7. Colton drives past some defenders, sends it to Ryder. Into the post. Oh, but good job. Zakar saw the ball in the candy shop, and he went and took it away. Malamutes with the ball, trying to close that lead to within under 7. Josh Clark drives the baseline, gets past the defense. Oh, and Evan trying to do exactly what just happened to him. Snatches the ball up and draws contact on the way. Five team fouls now for Sandpoint with 3:30 to go in the first half. Second for Evan Wilson. Substitution as Mr. Webster sits down, and in comes Abraham Bravo. Throw in underneath their own basket for the Malamutes. They set it up. Get it over to Kalmabacher. Oh, man, third foul now for Evan. It was a slight touch, but that's three now for Evan and six for Sandpoint. Now they're getting close to bonus. And, yeah, Mr. Wolf Jackson will make his first appearance of the game as Evan sits down with three fouls. They line up in the stack as the Malamutes are throwing in underneath their own basket.
Point of clarification.
Yeah. Taking a second to talk to the referee there, and now we're underway. Oh, Jared Pangus wide open for three, off the back of the iron. Rebound, oh, over the top. They're not going to call over the top there by Josh Clark. That was a bit of contact, but he kept it clean. And so the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Sandpoint with possession now. A screen, good screen by Ryder. Gets Colton a chance to break right. Pass almost goes loose, but saved by Carl Smith. Carl to Ryder. Hand off to Abe as they try to send it down. Wolf turns, gets past his defender, puts up a shot. Oh, it's just off the back of the rim. But Wolf gets fouled on the way, and, man, he'll go to the line for two. And Wolf Jackson, just such a great, great player to watch. His plays are always very exciting and always very close to going exactly how he wants them to. He just turned right past, got past his defender for a wide-open shot of the basket. Here's his first attempt. Takes his time, eyes down the ball. Oh, it's going to go off the back of the iron. Sandpoint still up, but only by 7. 3:06 left in the first half. Here we go. Wolf second a chance. Lines up the shot. And fires. It's going to be a low arc, but it's nothing but net. Good job, Wolf Jackson. Keeping the lead alive. 8 now. Sandpoint ahead. Tretikoff gets a good look for 3. He's a little bit downtown. Oh! It hugs the rim as it goes in, man. That thing really wanted to hit the top of the rim, but just slided right over a quarter of an inch and got it. Second time Ryder's been able to give that pick, but good job by Jared Payne anticipating it and keeping on Colton. Colton sends it out. Nice layup attempt there by Ryder, but Wolf Jackson gets the rebound. Nice man-to-man defense, really tight, but Abraham Bravo gets a good look at the basket. Wolf with a second rebound. He powers up, doesn't go down. Oh, pushing by Ryder, and that's going to be bonus now. 1-1 opportunity for Malamutes. Ryder's going to sit down. I don't know how many fouls that is for him, but that is 17 fouls now. And Joseph Ortega will come back in. He's been sitting down for most of the game. 2:30 on the clock. Sandpoint now only ahead by 5. Here we go. Tretikoff, one of the top players for the New Haven Malamutes, will take his first attempt. No good, but Zakar beats Abraham to the board and finishes it. Gets 2 more, and Sandpoint now only ahead by 3. They've seen a 12-point lead disappear over the course of the second quarter. Sandpoint now, Colton has the ball. Man, all sorts of traffic. Josh Clark's going to get tapped for that one as he reaches in against Colton. Colton was trying to break past the defense and reaching in, gets a foul. Second for Josh. Fourth team foul for the Malamutes. 2:17. Sandpoint throws in. Colton now drives in. Carl Smith left wide open on the line. He takes a shot. 3-pointer by Carl Smith. Fast transition, though. Sandpoint's got to get quick on defense. They do. Tretikoff gets the ball. Takes a second to get control. Hands off to Zakar. Zakar turns into the paint, but feeds it back outside to Tretikoff. Oh, Tretikoff answers with his own 3-point shot, keeping this a 3-point game. Under 2 to go here in the first half. Colton Mack takes it. Good screen by Joseph Ortega. Leaves Colton to drive the paint. He puts it up. It's going to slide just off the front of the rim. Rebound to Zakar. He quickly feeds it to Kalmabacker. Jared Payne trying to get it within 1. Pulls up his dribble. Sends it to Zakar. Outside the perimeter now. Kalmabacker feeds to Zakar. He pushes his way in. Turns. Puts up the shot. No good. And they're going to call it in favor of Sandpoint. A little bit of a push there. As the car was going for the ball, no foul, but favor for Sandpoint. All right, Colton Mack gets it, feeds it over to Abe. He's got 1:21 on the clock. Sandpoint with the possession. Colton Smith over to Ortega. Ortega's going to send it down the baseline to Wolf Jackson. Finds Colton wide open for 3, takes a shot. No good, but Abraham catches it, puts it right up for 2. 30-25 now with 1:06 left in the first half. Kalmabacher moves fast, finds Tretikoff on the left-hand side. Tretikoff gets a good screen, and he's wide open for 3. Falls hard off the back of the rim. Wolf Jackson gets the board, sends it out quickly to Colton. Colton Mack gets pushed. Oh, Josh Clark forces Colton out of bounds. Oh, man. Josh Clark's been doing pretty good on defense tonight, really giving some heartburn to Colton. Oh, Jared Payne gets the ball, bounces into the car, back out to Tretikoff. Looks at 3, gets past the defense, drives in, and floating shot, it's good. 45 seconds left, 30-27. Sandpoint has the ball. They'd like to have a little bit more of a lead going into the second half. And there's a push against Josh Clark. Didn't like that call, but, you know, he's gotten away with a little bit this game. So that's going to be his third, though. You know, he's been playing a real aggressive game of basketball, and that eventually is going to catch up with you. He's doing a great job, but definitely playing hard. Abraham Bravo gets it. Oh, but he puts it right out there for Josh Clark to get it. Got to keep the ball in that triple threat position. All right, Kalmabacher moving quick. He's got 30. Turns, puts it up. It's short. Good save by Jared Payne. Sends it to Clark. Clark flying jumper, no good. Gets his own board. Now to Jared Payne, who quickly fires one off. This time Wolf does get the rebound and looking for some help. Oh, it gets tipped up out of bounds. Last touch by Tretikoff. Good attempt by Matthew trying to steal the ball. But Wolf Jackson will throw it in now from the sideline for the Sandpoint Eagles. They've got 15 seconds left to go here in the second quarter, 30-27. Colton really wants to get one last good shot off. He takes it. It's way downtown off the front of the rim. Zakar gets a rebound. He feeds it to Colton Mack. He's going to get one more attempt. He's got fire. He does. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Nice attempt for the putback on Wolf, but it's just a couple seconds too late. And with the buzzer going into the second half, it's going to be a real close game. Sandpoint leads by three. The score, 30-27. The Malamutes have come back from a 12-point deficit to make this a real tight game. And with that, Virgil, we'll go to you, and we'll call back in about 9 minutes, 50 seconds.
Got my button reset, and we'll talk with you soon. Thank you, Austin.
No problem, man.
Austin Roof bringing you live basketball coverage from the Sandpoint School. Sandpoint Eagles facing off against New Haven Wright there. If you are here in town on the island, get the uptown. Go on up to the school, get yourself a seat. Everybody in King Cove and the surrounding universe can listen online, but you can attend. This is Virgil. This is KSDP. We have a couple minutes to give shout-outs to the people that make radio possible. The Aleutians Eastboro, thank you. The city of Sandpoint. And then I've got the rundown right here. Last but not least, the individual members that join and contribute every year. Also, vote for our board of directors. It's one thing the underwriters don't get to do. All right, here we go. King Cove Corporation, thank you.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigen Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigen family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Schumigen Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigen.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigen Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Programming for KSTP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
That does it. We got one more for you, though. Eider Air Service. Thank you very much. We got their banner up on the website. We got to get one of them recorded for them. Daft Punk coming up right now. We're going to get a little bit of filler music, and we'll be coming back to live basketball action after the halftime in about 5 minutes. Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams. Get Lucky. 2013, 3 years ago. Woo.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Going to squeeze in just a minute. Maybe I can even talk it out. We have the Sandpoint Eagles facing off against New Haven. We are at the halftime, and we'll be coming back here in a minute or two. Austin Roof right there. All righty. We got Austin in the queue, and he'll let me know when we're ready, and we can go back. Got about a minute countdown. I'm going to talk it out. We got it 6 p.m. Sandpoint is going for the consolation bracket in New Haven. That's the girls' regionals. Sandpoint versus King Cove. And we'll bring you that right after this game. And then we're going to slide into the championship. We might be a little bit late, but we'll get it. Here's Austin.
Yep, it's an evening of basketball. You're going to get all of the endings, at least. We can guarantee you that. And here we go now. The beginning of the end for this game with Sandpoint. They're up by three as we go into the third quarter, and there's that tight defense playing played by the Malamutes. They know that they have to work really hard if they want to see that chance for second. Colton gets wide open, or Ryder gets wide open on the baseline. He brings it in. Oh, good save by Wolf. He lost the ball being passed to him, but dives down and saves it. Goes into the hands of the Malamutes, though, and here they go. A chance to tie things up here as they take their first possession. And there's a shot for three by Payne. Oh, just out the front of the rim. Rebound to Joseph Ortega. He needs a little help. Man, this defense by the Malamutes is just real aggressive. Colton moves fast. Tries to beat the defense. Pulls up for a jumper from about 12 out. No good. Doesn't follow his board. And I was talking about this with somebody. The NBA might be a bad influence sometimes because those guys sometimes don't follow their shots. They know when they've made it. They've done it so many times. Oh, there's a shot for three by Tretikoff. Goes hard off the back of the rim. But the kids watch it. They don't follow their rebounds then. And they need to follow their boards every single time. Colton does a good job boxing out Josh from being able to get the ball as it goes out of bounds. Sandpoint now with possession. Joseph Ortega, Wolf Jackson, Ryder Gunderson, Carl Smith, and Colton Mack on the floor. Timeout being called by Coach Toby Sargent as he's going to talk to his boys about this real aggressive deep man-to-man defense that's been played all game. Really giving a lot of heartburn to the Eagles, but they're doing a good job.
I had a good chat with his boys. He was a little upset about Coach Bob was a little upset about the 9 turnovers in the first quarter. He said, that's going to change.
Yep, there was definitely a bit of turnover issue in the beginning of the first quarter, but we even saw a big change in the second quarter, which really allowed the Malamutes to close the gap from a 12-point deficit down to 3, and it was all based on turnovers, I can tell you that much right now. So here we go. The Eagles will have possession coming out of this timeout, and as they take the ball in, we will go ahead and take in a quick second for the throw-in. It's on the opposite side of where I was looking, too. All right, here we go. Colton Mack with it. He's going to look for someone to get open. He sees a cross-court to the top of the key. Joseph Ortega around the horn now over to Ryder Gunderson. Back to Colton at the half-court line. He'll run in, pull back out, though, and the Eagles will keep the ball near the half-court line, but, man on constantly right now with New Haven as they keep a tight, aggressive man-to-man defense. See how long they can keep up the intensity as we go along into the final part of the game. Good ball movement by the Eagles as they are trying to find an opening in what is a relentless defense. Colton eventually takes a three-pointer. Oh, man, had a good look at it, and it was way downtown. But it's good for three. 33-27 now. Sandpoint up by 6. And good job being patient and waiting for your ball. There's another shot for three-point territory by Jared Payne. No good. Abraham Bravo gets the board, and he's having a hard time. He needs an outlet. Gets it from Colton Mack. Good defense by Josh Clark making that hard. Colton takes it coast to coast. Oh! And there's a deflection. I think that was Kalmabacher. Yep, Douglas Kalmabacher was there waiting for Colton as he took it all the way up into the lane. Layup attempt swatted out. And that will be his first. First foul by Kalmabacher. But the one to watch is going to be Josh Clark as he has his... as he has three fouls now. Colton drains his first. That will be the third free throw for him, 3 of 3. Yeah, Josh Clark has been really playing hard defense for the Malamutes, and he's already got three fouls, and we'll see if he runs into trouble. Colton gets the second one and extends the lead back to 8. All right, 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kalmabacher takes the ball up, over past the half court, to Zakar. Now outside of Tretikoff, doesn't like the shot from the three, so he'll drive up to the top of the key. Now into the paint, pulls up for a layup. It's way high off the glass, rebound into the hands of the Eagles, and Colton's got a fast break. He sees a 2-on-1, doesn't take it, man, left-handed side, fakes the pass to Joseph, brings it all the way back in from a really, really wide angle, puts it up and in. Oh, yeah, I know. He was up in the air for quite a while. It was a beautiful play, and here's the Malamutes. Good job. Josh Clark wide open on the baseline, pulls up from a jumper about 5 out, no good. Nice clean deflection by Carl Smith as the car tried to power up. It goes back into the hands of, oh, charging, yep. Great job as Colton drove into the lane and Jared Payne, man, just took the hit. That is not what you look forward to in the morning, but, man, he took it like a champ, and that is charging. Sandpoint now up by 12, 5:23 left to go in the third. And good effort by Sandpoint coming on strong. It looks like they've switched their defense around to a 1-2-2 zone. Playing a little bit different defense. Tretikoff fakes the three, sends it over now to Payne. Payne inside the car, feeds it to Josh Clark, who is wide open. Good job off the glass by Josh. Way to look out and find someone open by the car when he had defenders all over him. Under five now in the third. Score, 39-29. Sandpoint leads by 10. Colton for three. Same spot as last time. Off the back iron. Yep, bounces high and hits the back of the uphold. And that will be out of bounds. Throw in from the baseline for the Malamutes. Colton will meet Douglas as he's at the half court line. Stay on him tight. Really good defense being played by both these teams. And it is a 1-2-2 zone. Tretikoff on the inside post sends it back out to the perimeter, and they'll send it around inside. Tretikoff with it once again, but he says it's a two-man trap. So he'll try to feed it down low one more time, but Malamutes having a tough time. Zakar gets the ball in, feeds it over to Payne. The shot goes up from the right-hand side, no good. Colton Mack gets the board. He moves up quick. Had Ryder breaking fast, but just not fast enough. So Colton will take his time. Nice defensive trap by the Malamutes, but Colton's able to get it off. Now it's a three-man trap on Abraham Bravo, but he moves out of the way. Now to Colton Mack again on the outside perimeter. Wide open for Joseph Ortega for the three. He is left there just to look at the basket, so he takes it. Doesn't go down, but good job by Colton getting the board. Nice fadeaway jumper from 12 out, and that one drains it from near the baseline on the right-hand side. And now, again, it is 41-29. Sandpoint up by 11. All right, or 12, sorry, 12. And under 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Jared Payne has the ball for the Malamutes. Oh, feeds it to Zakar, who turns and burns and puts it right up. It doesn't quite go down off the back of the rim. Ryder Gunnarsson gets the board, and he feeds it to Colton. Colton drives the baseline. Nice floating shot just off the front of the rim. Rebound to Tretikoff. And, man, that looked real pretty. Couldn't quite go down. Here we go. Oh, that's Douglas Kammelbacher. Oh, and count the basket as he won two steps past the defense, puts it up for the layup, and gets it down and the foul. Chance to close the gap a little bit tighter. First foul on Carl Smith. There goes the attempt by Kammelbacher, and it's good. The scoreboard says 39-32, but I believe it should be 41. I didn't see a movement when Colton got that last two-point fadeaway. Carl Smith has the ball for the Eagles. Wide pass gets tipped up over to Ryder. Now, oh, bounced into Carl Smith. It goes off the toes of one of the Malamutes and now bounds. 3:06 on the clock for the third quarter, 39-32. Okay. Okay, so there was a correction from 2 points earlier. All right, so Colton's wide open for three on the baseline. It's going to be a little hard over the top. Rebound to Tretikoff. And he gets the ball, nice behind-the-back maneuver to dodge Ryder, and takes it in, drives hard into the paint. Wolf does a good job taking the charge, but enough of a deflection that no foul called. Zakar did a good job finishing the job off the putback. The score is 39-34. Malamutes always nipping at Sandpoint's heels. They're only up by five now. Ryder drives in at the left-hand side. That's his good side, and he finishes the job. Good job by Ryder, seeing that open door, taking it all the way. 41 now to 34. Kammelbacher, take it past the half-court line. Oh, that's going to be contact. Yep, Ryder Gunnarsson jumps up, tries to snatch the ball that was passed high, but the car gets possession, and Ryder gets the contact. That will be one for Ryder. Throwing from the sideline for the Malamutes. 2:26 left to go here in the third quarter. 41-34, Sandpoint up by 7. Good feed to Zakar. He turns past Wolf and gets it up. Beats the defense. Gets the points. Down now by 5 with 2:15. Here's Joseph Ortega. He pulls up his dribble. He needs a feed. He's looking for it. Gets it with Ryder. But, man, this man-to-man defense by the New Haven Malamutes. Cannot say enough about it. Colton gets wide open for 3. Off the back of the rim. Rebound. Good job by Tretikoff boxing out Wolf so he couldn't save it. It goes out of bounds. Throw-in for the Malamutes. 1:59 on the clock, and don't forget, coming up after this, we have the Sandpoint Rookies versus the Lady Eagles for a chance at second place. Oh, Tretikoff, a nice floating shot from about 5 feet, 7 feet out. That's good, and now it's a three-point game. Once again, Sandpoint really looking to get some points on the board. Joseph Ortega sends it out to Colton. Colton looking for a pass, drives the lane. Nice job, but man, probably could have passed it to Wolf, who was wide open on the post, but instead he takes an awkward layup. Doesn't go down. Oh, and the feed over to Jared Payne by Kalmabacher goes out of bounds on the baseline. The referee saw it, said it was tipped out. That's why it was off the mark. So throw in underneath their own basket for the Malamutes. Oh, Zakhar left wide open. He takes it, powers up, and now a one-point game. They were up by 10. Sandpoint now up by 1. They really need a basket here. Joseph Ortega, and it's the defense, man. The defense by the Malamutes is making it possible. There's another turnover. Joff Clark just steals it right away from Anthony Webster. And here we go. Zakhar gets the ball, drives in the paint for the lead, and they take it for the first time. The Malamutes have turned around and taken the lead for the first time this game. They now lead by 1 as we have less than a minute to go in the third. Sandpoint now with the ball. Colton looking for some help. Doesn't get a good pass. Oh, it's right in the hands of Tretikov. Tretikov, fast break, takes it up, puts it off the back iron. Rebound being fought for. Colton Mack tries for it. Oh, man, the referee calls it on Colton as he fights hard for the ball. 14 fouls now for Sandpoint with 38 seconds. 3 for Colton. Not good news there for the Eagles. The Malamutes are going to throw it in underneath their own basket, trying to widen the lead. They feed it out to Jared Payne. Now to Tretikov at the top of the key. He drives into the lane, pulls up for the jumper from the free throw line, gets fouled. And I don't know who's going to be on. If it's on Colton, that'll be his fourth. Anthony Webster, and that's going to be at least 3 for him. So that will send Tretikov to the line for 2. Gets it. Puts it up. Low arc off the back and down. Abraham Bravo checking in. Evan Wilson still sitting on the bench. He's got himself a tray of fouls as well. Right. Oh, Colton going to sit down. As he himself has 3 also. Sandpoint fighting hard here, but man, they let a 10-point lead slip out of their hands, and now they trail by 2. Shot up, no good on that second attempt. Zakhar fights with Wolf to get it, but Wolf does a great job diving out of bounds to save the ball right into the hands of Ryder Gunnarsson. Full court press, man, making it real hard for the Eagles. They need some help. Wolf is wide open at the basket. He puts it up and in. Good job by Wolf being past the defense, tying the game, 43 apiece. 14 seconds left. Foul. Are they going to call it a push? It was Tretikov. He was dribbling. I don't think they're going to call it a shooting foul. He looked at the basket. Abraham was trying to box out before it was shot. Good effort by Abraham. Good job by Tretikov. And, man, getting some instructions from the coach. The boys barely get out there in time to put up the defense. Here's Kalmabacher. 7 seconds. Tretikov takes it. He's double-teamed. Gets past one defender. Floats it up. It's off the front rim. Rebound goes to Joseph Ortega. He doesn't have any time to get the shot off. There we go. And into the fourth quarter, Sandpoint was up by 3. They now are tied. They were leading by 10 at one point. But, man, great effort by the Malamutes closing that gap. Virgil, we'll go for a quick one-minute word from our sponsors from you.
All righty, I'll bring Indy Q. Or are you going to call back in? All right. Take him into Q and let him take a break. This is Virgil. This is KSDP. Our underwriters, in addition to our membership roles, bring you community radio. Let me run down the fun list. You have, let's start with the aviation, perhaps. Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, Eider Air Service. Moving on, how about telecommunications? GCI, TelAlaska, both proud supporters of KSDP. Wastek.
We have the final quarter. These teams are tied, 43 a pop. Tretikov, that floating shot that's been good to him so far today, didn't go down, but he gets his own board, takes it back outside the perimeter. And, oh, nice laser pass to Josh Clark. He feeds it to Zakhar on the inside. That attempt's no good. Rebound being fought for. Evan Wilson back in the game. Ball is loose. No travel call as Zakhar picks it up from the ground and slides a little bit. But, man, Kalmabacher takes it, drives the lane, over to Josh Clark on the right-hand side. Off the glass. Good for 2 and the lead. Here we go. New Halen up by 2. And that is going to constitute a quick timeout call from Coach Toby Sargent. He wants a couple more seconds to talk to his boys after that third quarter, which was quite the bipolar third quarter. Up by 10. now trailing by two as we begin the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. The winner of this game goes on to face whoever does not win tonight's game in the championship for a true second and a qualifying shot at state. Sandpoint has had one of their best seasons in quite a while, but New Haven, not a newcomer to the state champion, the state tournament, would like to also go back once again. And they'd like a chance to do it. King Cove will square off at 7 against the Manicotic Lynx. And as that game begins, we will have the girls squaring off over in New Haven for that chance for second as well. Colton Mack has the ball. He's taken to the baseline. He's being real tightly guarded, so he'll feed it back up. Joseph for 3. It's got a good line, but hard off the top of the rim. Colton Mack saves it. He'll take his own 3 as he was left alone. That one bounces equally hard off the back of the rim. Tredekoff gets the rebound. Keeps possession of the ball as he has tightly guarded. He has a real interesting stance as he dribbles. Shot by Jared Payne goes up for 3. Joseph Ortega gets the board. And he'll find Colton Mack, and Colton will do some nice dribble work to get it past the half-court line. Feeds it to Joseph. Joseph now looking to Evan. Wide open pass to defense. Oh, hard foul by Jared Payne. He tried to get up there and put some muscle in front of Evan Wilson, but Evan Wilson said, not today. Jared Payne, a tough player, but does not quite have the height of Evan, that's for sure. Second foul by Jared. Oh, Evan's first attempt does not quite go down. 45-43, still the score. Evan, for his second attempt, trying to bring it within 1. Gets the ball, puts it up off the back of the rim. Carlos Smith gets the rebound, his chance to finish it, and he does. A little redemption for Sandpoint there as Carl Smith ties it up at 45 apiece. 6:40 left here in this game. The winner again goes on to play tomorrow for a chance for second. Jakar powers up into the inside the paint. Puts it up, no good. Rebound goes over to Jared Payne. Evan was trying to tie it up, but it doesn't get called jump ball. Sent outside to the perimeter. Tredekoff puts it up. Oh, foul against Evan Wilson? Man. His fourth foul, and he was in position. It looked like Jared Payne went over the top on him, but they're going to call that against Evan, and that will be the seventh team foul for Sandpoint, putting the Malamutes in a 1-1 opportunity now. Interesting call against Evan. All right, Sandpoint tied the game, 45 apiece, and Evan Wilson will sit down with 4 fouls. He's got to take his... Coach has got to save him for when he needs him. Jared Payne, awesome 8th grade player, puts one up off the back of the rim. Rebound, fought for, into the hands of Bravo. Abraham gets it to Colton fast. Colton drives the sideline, looking for a chance over to Joseph Ortega, but good compensation by the defense, makes him pass it. Ryder drives in. Layup does not go down off the right-hand side of the backboard. Rebound to the Malamutes, and here's Kallenbacher wide open. Oh, Jared Payne had totally beaten the defense, but can't keep his hand on the pass as it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Possession for Sandpoint now. And with 6:03 on the clock, the score is stuck at 45 apiece. Carlos Smith for 3, looking to take the lead. Off the back of the rim. Oh, and there's going to be a foul right there. Yep. Abraham Bravo goes to his knees as he gets some contact. And I think it's going to be Zakar, number 32. Yeah, his first. And for such a big player, not only having 1 foul in this game is pretty darn impressive. Colton will take the ball in for the Eagles now. He drives past a couple defenders. Floating shot from about the free throw line. Doesn't quite get to the rim. And that was last touch by Douglas Kallenbacher. And it goes out of bounds. And that was a frustrating move for him. You can see he wasn't happy about that one. 45 apiece still, 5:42, Sandpoint underneath their own basket. Colton has to send it way out to the free throw line. And here we go, Sandpoint has possession. They're having a real hard time getting past this tight man-to-man. Colton gets a good screen. Carl left wide open for the 3. He takes it, oh, again off the back of the rim. Those long arms of Josh Clark will bring down the board, and Kallenbacher will bring it up for the Malamutes. Here they are looking for their chance to take the lead now. Tredekoff drives in past the defense, puts a floating shot up from the paint. No good. Colton Mack will get that rebound. And a bounce pass out all the way over to Carl Smith now. Joseph's wide open for 3. He takes it. It's hard. Rebound goes to Ryder. Good job boxing out by Ryder to get that rebound. Colton now feeds it to Abraham. Good laser pass by Colton down to Abraham Bravo. Pass the defense powers up off the glass and takes the lead 45-47, just under 5 minutes to go here in the game. Oh, and loose. The ball is knocked loose by the Eagles. Colton Mack with it. He's moving real fast. He's got a one-on-one. Pulls up for the jumper and drains it from about 7 feet out. 4-point lead now for the Eagles, and Coach Bob will take a timeout here to talk to his boys and try to keep momentum from shifting too hard in favor of the Eagles. Quick little 30-second timeout. Coach Toby Sargent has to like it, and Sandpoint has been really feeding off momentum this game. They get the momentum, they really run hard with it, get a lead, and then New Haven just works really hard on the defense, gets the ball back, and just chips slowly away at the lead until it's tied or they get the lead again. It's been a real back-and-forth game. There's the buzzer for the 30 seconds. 4:41 to go here. Sandpoint with 49, and the Malamutes with 45. Sandpoint with 7 fouls. And New Haven only with 3. These boys met in the very first round. New Haven lost only by 3 points. And here we go with the ball. Sandpoint sets up in their 1-2-2. And New Haven looking for a chance to get either the lead or tie it back up. They will pass into Zakar. Zakar turns in. Oh, nice clean deflection by Carl Smith. Gets the ball into the hands of Ryder. Colton has it now, and he's driving real fast. Takes a right-hand turn. Gets it past the defense. Joseph Ortega looks at the three-pointer, doesn't take it. Pass now, all the way around the horn. Ryder drives in. Oh, what a deflection by Douglas Kallenbacher. He just came right up behind Ryder Gunnarsson and just slapped it out of bounds. Good defensive play there. Good job by Ryder. He had a real wide open lane, and he took it. Oh, man, Carl Smith gets knocked to his knees. The ball was a nice little tip up to him, but, man, he falls down, and the ball goes over to the New Haven Malamutes. Tredikoff. Looking for a chance. He drives, doesn't see what he wants. Oh, man. Falls to the floor and takes the shot from the free throw line, and it goes down. He probably spun about 720 degrees and looking for someone to pass to before he finally took the shot. Ryder with the ball near the half-court line. Hand off to Carl. He's going to have to try to break past. Oh, it goes off of his feet, though, into the hands of New Haven. And here's a chance for them to tie it up or take the lead. 3:38 on the clock. They're going to call blocking on Joseph Ortega, 10, as Kallenbacher drove in, and he was shooting in the process. So no, it's I'm not sure if it's going to be, I think they said 2 shots. He might have been called at the shooting. Might be, because they are in 1-1. It's 1-1, doesn't go down. Rebound into the hands of the Eagles. 3:33 on the clock. We're getting down to the line here. Sandpoint only ahead by 2. Joseph Ortega feeds to Abraham for a 3-pointer. It's hard. Off the back of the iron. Rebound into Jared Payne. Not a big guy, but he plays pretty big. All right. Here's the Malamutes now with the ball. Kallenbacher sets it up to Zakar. Zakar feeds it over to Tredikoff. He drives into an open lane. Takes the shot. Foul and 1 by Joseph Ortega. Joseph was trying to knock the ball loose. He draws contact, and man, it goes down. Colton with 4 fouls. Colton Mack has 4 fouls. If he fouls out, this is not going to be pretty for Sandpoint. Oh, and Tredikoff takes the lead there with that and 1 opportunity. 3:07 on the clock. The score is 50-49. Sandpoint only up by 1. At the half court line, Colton gets the ball, drives in wide open. Oh, does not go down. Abraham Bravo fighting for the board, and he's going to foul Jared, and that sends him to the line now, I think, for a 2 guaranteed shot. That might be the 10th team foul now for Sandpoint. And if it is, that's going to be 2 guaranteed shots for Jared Payne as he looks to lengthen the lead. And that is...
With Devin in it.
Yeah, I don't know if he fouled out.
No.
Okay, shot up off the back of the iron by Jared Payne. Evans back in the game here. That was a 2nd foul by Abraham Bravo. 2:55 on the clock. Sandpoint down by 1, 50-49. New Haven has a shot here to make it 2. Jared does it, sinks the 2nd attempt. And with 10 team fouls against Sandpoint and only 3 against New Haven, this is not going to be good going into the final 3 minutes for Sandpoint. Colton looking for help. He finds it. Oh, but nice deflection pass right there by Tredikoff. And they're going to call holding against Tredikoff as he was reaching in trying to get the ball away from Ryder Gunnarsson. See how many fouls that is for Tredikoff. It's not going to be too many, though. That makes it four team fouls now. That's his third. Joseph Ortega gets a pass. Oh, trying to feed it into Evan. It goes into the hands of Jared Payne. There was a lot of defense around that ball. Here we go now. Malamute's looking to lengthen their lead. They send it over to Josh Clark. Jumper from the baseline. Rolls around the rim. Rebound to Carl Smith. Colton has the ball. He's got a one-on-two with Joseph trailing. Pulls it for a jumper. Fouled. Doesn't go down, but, man, gets a foul, and that will be the fifth team foul against the Malamutes.
Douglas and Goldner.
Yeah. Yep, here we go. That was Douglas Kallenbacher, his second foul. Good effort from both these teams. This will be a chance for Colton to tie it up. 51-49 is the score. He gets two from the line. First one up. Oh, it goes in. Bounce off the front of the rim, goes to the back, and comes back down. All right, here we go now. Colton with a chance to tie this game with 2:19 left to go. 51-50. Make it 51-51. We are tied now. Good job by Colton. And here's Kallenbacher with the ball. He calls the play, looking for the movement. Sends it over. Wide open Jared Payne for three. And it's nothing but net. 54-51 now. Sandpoint down by 3 points. They'd like to tie it up right here. Colton will drive into the paint, take a jumper, gets fouled. Oh, almost goes down. It was bouncing high off the back of the rim. Sometimes those do go down. And that's a 16 foul now. Just like that, man. They're getting close to foul. Foul trouble. Jared Payne takes his second. Colton's first attempt is just off the front of the rim. Looking to bring it within two here. The Eagles need this win to go on for a chance for seconds. Colton gets the ball. Puts it up. It's good. Nothing but net. 1:58 to go here in this game. Sandpoint trails by two. It's going to come down to the line. Here are the Malamutes. They've got the ball. Tight defense being played by Sandpoint. It's been a real tight game all the way along the way. All right. Tretikoff on the left-hand side. They're trying to burn the clock down a little bit, looking for that perfect shot, which they've done all day on offense. Now send it over to Jared Payne. Tretikoff's wide open for three. He doesn't take it. Drives the lane. Nice floating shot. Does not go down. Carl Smith gets the rebound. To Colton. He's moving fast. He's got a two-on-one. Joseph misses it. Nice putback by Colton. Mid-air alley-oop off the rebound. Ties the game 54-54 with 1:18 to go. The Malamutes have the ball. They take their time. Send it over to the car. To the right-hand side. Josh Clark. Colton tries to steal it away. He can't. Douglas Kallenbacher has it, dribbling it over to Tretikoff. Tretikoff drives into the paint, sends it out to Jared, wide open for three. It's off the rim. Rebound to Carl Smith. Colton Mack has it. Less than 1 minute to go. The game is tied at 54 apiece, and Colton will slow things down, and there's the timeout. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing play by Colton Mack as the shot went up from Joseph, and he just, man, mid-air alley-oop put back to tie the game. 54 seconds to go here. The winner goes on to play for second tomorrow morning.
Great following.
Ooh, good job by both these teams. The defense has just been stellar from both of them. The offense has been a real fight all the way, and it was this close when they played last time in the very beginning of this tournament on Wednesday. Sandpoint walked away with the win, but only by three. And with 54 seconds left, we're going to see who's walking away with this win. In just a couple minutes, don't forget, we will immediately go over to New Haven for the Rookies versus the Lady Eagles for their chance to see who goes on to play for second. And then after that game ends, we'll come back here for the championship game, King Cove versus the Manicotic Lynx. Sandpoint has the ball, 50 seconds left to go. Colton puts up a jumper, off the glass. He gets his own board, puts it up again. It's off the mark. Evan Wilson gets it. He powers up and gets the basket and the foul. Oh, man, 56-54 now, and Evan Wilson just so clutch at the end of the game. It's just been nonstop with this kid, always pulling it off at the end. Oh, 43 seconds, and he goes to the line for a chance to extend the lead to three. Here we go. Evan takes the ball, takes his time, puts it up. It's good. It's good. 57-54. Malamutes now with the ball. Kallenbacher's going to take his time, get in across the line, sends it over, and gets it back. Gets a screen, all the way over to Josh Clark, who's open for three. He takes it. It's high, but right in the hands of Jared Payne. Takes plays it back outside. 26 seconds left. Sandpoint still up by three. Kallenbacher looking for an opportunity. Tight defense by Sandpoint, making this real hard. Point. Terlikoff for three. Off the back of the glass. Colton gets the ball. He drives the baseline. Trying. Oh, a baseline call as Colton goes out of bounds. Man, Josh Clark, this kid has been playing some great defense today. Pushes Colton out of bounds yet again. And with that, 13 seconds on the clock, Coach Bob Rognoski is going to call timeout there to talk to his boys. He wants to set up the perfect play right now. He needs 3 points. He's only got 13 seconds to do it in. This is a tough, tough play right here. You got to send it outside to the perimeter. You got to get a 3-point shot. Man, what a game. Sandpoint only up by three. And Colton Mack, who had the ball, drove the baseline trying to get away from the defense, gets pushed out of bounds really well by Josh Clark. No intentional pushing called. And what a defensive game being played by the Malamutes. I'm going to tell you, Sandpoint led several times by double digits. The new Halen Malamutes never said die. They kept going the whole way. And they are here fighting for their chance to win this game. And both these teams have worked real hard this game. Tight defense going to have to be played here by Sandpoint. Here we go. Tretikoff gets the ball from the ref. There's a whistle. Play in action. Looking for a chance. He sees it in Kallenbacher. He takes a really defended shot for three. It goes in and out. Fight for the rebound. It goes back to Kallenbacher for three. They hold off the top of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Outbounds last touch by New Haven. And Sandpoint will throw it in. It's going to be a full court press here. There it is. Over. They're going to foul him with 0.7 seconds left to go here. They will send Joseph Ortega to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. 0.7 seconds is not a lot, and you almost want to intentionally miss it so that way it goes down, the clock starts, and they do not have a chance to get it for a cross-court three. So we'll see what Joseph does here with 0.7 seconds left. Sandpoint up by three. 1-1 shot. Joseph gets it. What pressure. He makes that first one. It's now a 4-point game. And almost impossible for New Haven to come back from. It's not impossible, though. All right, 0.7 seconds. Sandpoint up by four.
One more point is impossible.
Here we go. Shot fired. Off the back of the rim. Rebound to Tretikoff. He fires it off, and it's not going to go in. And Sandpoint wins this game by four. What a game. Final score. Sandpoint 58, New Haven 54. And hats off to both these teams. And New Haven. New Haven kept it going the whole way, fought real hard, but way to go, Sandpoint Eagles, hanging in there and walking away with the W. And tomorrow morning, a chance to play whoever does not win against King Cove tonight, or either King Cove or Manicotic for a true second. Go and send it back to you, Virgil, so you can go to that girls' game.
All right, I'm going to get this file saved and get Mr. Sonny Lemon on air. Thank you very much. Excellent game, brother.
All right, man. Talk to you later.